We know what it's like to get from here to there. When we go hiking, we generally follow a path. Backpacking, there will be a path sometimes more evident than others. Or as you leave today, you will all travel a road from here to there, wherever that might be. To cross the rivers, when you travel, the bridge gets you from here to there. On Easter, we celebrate going from a history of failure to new life. A new life in which then we can bring a light to the world. But to arrive here at Easter this day, we recognize the sacrifice of Jesus. By the sacrifice of Jesus now, our death becomes life. Our grief becomes victory. Our grief, our despair is hope. But to get from here to there is the sacrifice of Jesus. To get to the empty tomb, we must first travel the way of the cross. And we recognize the cross of Jesus and the sacrifice that was made. Jesus previously uses the setting of the Passover from the history of the people of Israel, the story of exile, a time of slavery, and a story of restoration and reconstruction. For the Jewish history, in the Passover, God defeats the powers that oppress His people, the powers of Egypt, that enslave His people. And it is the blood of the Lamb that saves them from death that sweeps through the land. And this results in their exodus from captivity. It is the blood of the Lamb that leads to their freedom, God's reestablishment of His covenant, His binding promise to His people. So Jesus had participated in the celebration meal, in the celebration of Passover. It is more than just a meal for the Jewish people, but it binds them with the people of that earlier generation. It unites them with those people. And it reinforces the idea that God would act again and that there would be a coming redemption. And so Jesus begins to teach His disciples about the path that will be taken and about what will take place. Now His disciples are sometimes slow on the uptake. There's a story about a prince. And the prince was cursed by the wicked witch. And the curse was that the prince could only speak one word each year. One word each year. If he didn't use that word, it would be saved to the following year. And so he made a sacrifice for 10 years and uttered not one word. Until one day he saw a beautiful princess, and right there in that spot he fell in love. And he used those 10 words. Darling, I love you. I would like to marry you. The princess looked at him and said, "Pardon me?" And And so as Jesus is instructing and teaching His disciples in this Passover setting, in that looking back and now beginning to look ahead, I can imagine His disciples saying to Jesus, "Pardon me, we don't quite get it. Did we hear you right?" But Jesus sits with His disciples and shares a new significance of a new covenant, of the blood of the Lamb that will save all people from exile, their separation from God. And there will be a new exodus through the forgiveness of sin when all people then can escape their bondage. The bondage and the power that enslaves all people. Jesus takes this sin upon Himself. To get from our failure to new life, we look at the cross and the sacrifice of Jesus. Years back when Japan experienced a devastating earthquake, there is a story of rescuers who searched the ruins for people or survivors. And they saw a body through a small crack, and this body was of a young woman. But the pose was somewhat strange. She was on her knees, kneeling and leaning forward as if worshiping, supporting the weight of the fallen roof on her back. She had been crushed to death. And as the rescuers were about to leave, one of them noticed that underneath the body was a small 3-month-old infant wrapped in a colorful blanket. They pulled the infant from underneath the body of its mother, and they found a cell phone inside that blanket, and there was a text message that says, "If you can survive, remember that I love you." If we can survive, we follow Jesus. We are to follow the way of the cross. And as we survive, we remember that message of love and that message of sacrifice. So often our life is self-focused. We look inward. But we have to recognize it's not survival of the fittest, but the survival of all. The survival of all. You may not be able to see this, but it talks about self-sacrifice. Some do it better. You see the very large dog on the very small dog bed so that the very small dog can be on the very large one. And then there is the chicken and the pig. Come across a big bulletin board that says, "Help feed the hungry." The chicken says, "We should donate some ham and eggs." And the pig says, "For you it's a contribution. For me it would be a total sacrifice." For the survival of all, we follow the path of Jesus that includes sacrifice. And as we look at society, we see Jesus in all people. And where there is pain, we are to embody healing in the loving presence of Jesus. We are to bring beauty out of ugliness, order out of chaos, hope out of despair, peace out of violence, and unity out of division. We are to love in the face of opposition. We live our life and get from here to there. To be as it could be and as it should be involves our sacrifice. We are an Easter people and we celebrate new life and new hope and restoration. Christ is risen. We will rise up. Amen.